In Christchurch, the Cardboard Cathedral has finally opened its doors and its first Sunday service held earlier this week. In a city still without a town hall and limited performance space, it's a symbolic new public space as the wrecking ball continues to demolish buildings in other parts of this city. The cathedral, the Cardboard Cathedral, replaces, for the time being anyway, the very famous Gothic Cathedral which was destroyed in the earthquake and the future of which remains hotly contested. Reverend Craig Dixon has project managed the construction of the Cardboard Cathedral and he joins us from Christchurch again. Craig Dixon, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hello, hi, thanks.
Reverend, what's it like standing inside the new Cardboard Cathedral?
Oh, it's a bit like a dream come true, really. It was a project that initially was about a 6 month build time framework. It went from a temporary to a permanent structure, so it was just over 2 years. So to get in now and to see it completed is just fantastic.
So last time we talked, I think it was still in the temporary stage. Now it's a permanent building. Can you describe what it's like? Because it's not actually all cardboard, is it?
No, that's right. The cardboard is not a structural element. That is, it's cladding. But when you walk in, you'll see 98 massive cardboard tubes. So visibly, cardboard is everywhere. And the rest of the structure, of course, is concrete and steel and large timber beams. They're very, very strong, built for 50 years to last 150 or 200 or as long as people love it. So it's an interesting building, but it's the fascinating thing about the building is really its shape. It flares as you walk into it. So you come into a very low entrance foyer area, and then you walk into the building itself, and it just rises up 6 stories. Very impressive.
It's very stunning, interesting, and I think quite stunning from the outside. I've just seen the images of the outside. When you're inside it, those 98 massive cardboard tubes, as you describe them, are they effectively like pillars that you'd see in a church?
That's right. They are the walls, and they angle up to the apex of the building. It's a triangular building which narrows as you walk into it and rises up. So, yeah, they are the walls. All that there is between you and the sky are these cardboard tubes and then a light polycarbonate translucent roof. So it's a building unlike anything I've ever seen before.
You've been a great enthusiast for this project, and you've project managed the whole thing. I understand you're working on the project now as a volunteer. What happened? Did the church run out of money?
Yeah, well, basically, a lot of businesses had insurance, but for a set period of time, and the cathedral was in that situation. So for 2 years, it had income insurance, but at the end of that time, it was February this year, they really had to figure out what on earth they needed to, they could do just to keep running. And of course, there was no income, so my position went west. So I'm carrying on in a voluntary capacity and need to finish it. I actually spent a couple of days working as a labourer on site on a voluntary capacity. It took me a week to recover after the first day. So yeah, but it's been a great project. I mean, a lot of people have put heaps of time in a voluntary capacity. We wouldn't have been able to build it otherwise. It had such support. It's been great.
So what of the debate over the fate of the old Christchurch Cathedral, a very famous building, famous Gothic cathedral? Some people in the city would like it restored, some want it demolished. Where is that at?
Yeah, absolutely. It's still in process. There have been a number of court cases. They have pretty much come
court
to an
cases?
End now. There have been court cases over that building. And the diocese or the church is now able to proceed to take it down to 2 or 3 metres and then to repair, rebuild, whatever. But they're not moving to do that quickly. There's still a lot of discussion around as to what's the best thing to do and what will replace it. And sitting in the wings are other folk who may actually take the church to court again. So I think that's going to be around for a long time. It'll take a number of years before that's sorted, I think, which is always my argument for the Cardboard Cathedral. It allows that process to take its time and to be done well. They have, the diocese and the city now have a public space. And how important
is that to the spirit? What is the spirit of the city like? Because demolition is more the order of the day still, I think, than rebuilding. Few new buildings in the CBD.
Absolutely. You know, when you're taking 80% of the city down, then that's going to be a very long process. And we're a city of car parks now. I mean, there's a single expanse with nothing in the most of the centre of the city. So it's a depressing place to be. And when you come upon a build that lightens your heart a little bit, you don't see that very often. Mm. This is the first public space to be built post-earthquake. And it's significant. in its size, and significant in its architecture. So it's a great thing for the city, and we've just had a series. We're in the middle of a series of 10 concerts. And people are just loving it. We weren't sure what the acoustics would be like. They're fantastic. Everyone's wowed. So it's a fantastic thing for the Spirit of Christchurch, which really has taken a massive knock, and it's going to take a long time for people to come back. So this is great to have.
I can't wait to see it. Craig, congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Reverend Craig Dixon, he's the project manager of the new Cardboard Cathedral in Christchurch.